my mother thought I'd be interested in seeing the museum, and it was in the fall of 1954. So I was about 13 years old, and ships always fascinated me as a kid. My grandfather died on the Lackawanna Railroad.
Wow.
So my mother...
In an accident?
Yeah. My mother had a lifelong pass. So I guess I was a pain in the ass when I was a child. So my grandmother would take me on the train from Lyndhurst to Hoboken, and we would ride the ferry boat, you know, for a couple of hours and see the ships in the river, and then we'd take a walk, and I'd have a hot dog in Manhattan. We'd ride the ferry boat for another hour or two, and then we'd get home around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I saw the ships, and I was fascinated with the exotic places they were going.
Right.
So I thought, gee, I'd love to go to sea. And I didn't particularly want to go to college. So Captain Cropley said, oh, if you're interested, why don't you give me a hand at the museum? And so I would come down. And
how had you met Captain Cropley?
Well, my mother took me over to the museum and introduced me to Cropley, who gave my mother, my brother, and I a tour.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lovely tour, and you know, he could recognize the fact that I was very interested.
Right.
And he said, oh, please come back and, you know, and maybe give me a hand. So as a result, I did that. And then after a short period of time, you know, he said, well, you know, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I said, well, I'd like to go to sea as an ordinary seaman, because I had no interest in going to college. And he said, well, I have some friends over at United Fruit, and if you're interested in going to sea, I can sort of make this happen by getting a promissory note of employment from United Fruit, and they have American ships and foreign ships, and then you could go to the U.S. Coast Guard and pass a test and get an ordinary seaman's papers. So I said, oh, that's great. And then in 1959, in early 59, he said, well, you know, it's almost, you're in your senior year at Lyndhurst High School. I got this application for Fort Schuyler. Why don't you just fill it out? And I said, I don't really think so. And he said, no. He says, you fill it out. If you don't get into Fort Schuyler, and he says, you will be on a ship because their barracks burned down, so you would be living in an old troop transport. So I said, oh, great. So I filled it out, but I said, you know, we don't have to send this in. And Cropley said, that's no problem. So then I was reading the newspaper on February 19th, and he passed away.
Wow.
And I was accepted to Fort Schuyler on December 3rd.
That was a surprise to you?
I was shocked, because I had just seen Cropley the Saturday before his Sal Mugundi thing.
Yeah.
And 3 days later, or whatever it was, he passed away. So I was—I had planned to go into the city to see him that weekend. And then I was always there about 2 or 3 days during the Thanksgiving holiday. So, you know, and he had been out to the house. He lived in Chatham,
okay.
And I lived in Lyndhurst.
Yeah.
So as a result, it was, at that time he lived at the St. George Hotel in Brooklyn. And so...
Did you know that somehow your application had gotten in the mail?
Yeah. Yeah, that the application got in the mail, and, you know, and then here I was accepted to the Fort Schuyler, which was quite a surprise. And so I always felt sort of obliged, you know, in Cropley's memory, you know, to sort of continue his work.
Yeah.
So I did that as long as we had a museum. And then when we didn't have the museum starting in 68, then I tried to keep tabs on the models, so I would drive up to Fall River whenever I was on vacation from the ships.